Hey, what's up, guys? DJ D-Flow here, back at it with another DJ tip. And today's session, we're going to be discussing beat matching. Before we can get into the technical portion of beat matching, we need to understand what beat matching is. So what is beat matching? Beat matching is technically, just as it sounds, beat matching. You are matching one beat to another beat. So what, you're matching one song to another song by means of adjusting the tempo, making sure that the tempo of the one song matches the tempo of the other song, as well as moving the song so that it synchronizes with the beat of the other song as well. And I'm going to show you how to do that. I do need to bring your attention to is that I will be doing all this manually, meaning that I will be finding the tempo manually. As you can see, there is no waveguide in the deck there. No waveguide there as well. This simply explains that this music has not yet been quantized or exported through Rekordbox, which would enable me to sync. So at the moment, as you can see, the sync button is off. I'm just going to press the sync. It will indicate Rekordbox analysis required for sync, meaning that this has not been analyzed by Rekordbox. So I just switch off the sync here, and therefore I cannot sync. Also on this side here, same thing. So the sync will be off just like that. Furthermore, I'm going to be blocking the BPMs on the CDJ, the mixer. As you can see, the BPM is not there, or it's there, but it's a very random number. And also on this CD player here, no BPM as yet. Now, the reason I've decided to block off the BPMs is not because I'm an enemy of the technology or anything like that. However, I believe that if you really want to learn the skill of beat matching, you need to do it manually, train your ear, and understand how the beat matching process actually is. Please note that I am in no way bashing the guys that use the sync button. I use the sync button all the time, actually. However, knowing how to mix manually does also have its advantages. Always keep in mind that this is technology, and technology tends to fail. Granted that these don't fail very frequently. However, if they do ever fail, and if your sync button does ever fail within your set, it's going to ruin your entire set if you do not know how to revert back to your manual ways. So always having this skill is a great thing as well, because you can just simply go back to the manual and continue playing your set without problems. Okay, now that all that is out the way, we can get into the beat matching itself. So I've got my track A here on my player one, and our track on this side here. So on both sides, again, there is no BPM as yet, and therefore we're going to be using our ears to actually mix, as well as on the mix that's blocked here. Yeah, so I'm going to play a song on track A, and I'm going to play a song on that side. I'm going to have both faders up so that we play both songs at the same time here, and then I'm going to then start beat matching it. So what I've done here also is this is on zero and this is on zero. So currently both songs are at their original tempos. Now, just to explain to some of the guys what this is what you're going to be using. You're going to be using your jog wheel and your tempo. Jog wheel, tempo. A quick explanation of what the jog wheel does. As you can see here, if you spin the jog wheel this way, it reverses. And if you spin the jog wheel forward, it moves the song forward. I'm just going to give you a quick example of another song here. So technically what the jog wheel does is it slows down the song temporarily, and it speeds up the song temporarily, and then it goes back to its original speed, or the speed that you've had already set here. Let me just give you an example of that quickly. The song is going to play here. Hear that? It's going forward faster, and I leave it, then it goes back to its normals. If I move it back, it slows down the song, and then I leave it, goes back to its normal. And then we have the tempo. So what the tempo does is it fixes the actual speed permanently. Unlike the jog wheel that does it temporarily, this does it permanently. So if you see here, it's on zero at the moment here. And if I move it up, it goes into the minus. So that means that it slows down the song. And then I'm going to go back down to zero. And then I go down and it speeds up the song. So what that sounds like is this. That's up. And you adjust it all the way down. And that's plus, and then this is the normal speed of the song. All right, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to play a song on the right hand side here. As you can see here, I have this song set already at zero. So this means that this song is at its original tempo at the current moment. So I'm going to take this song on this side and mix it into that one. You'll also notice that on the mixer, I have both faders up. Obviously, when you're playing to a crowd, you're not going to have this unless it's some type of a stunt that you're trying to push. But it's not normally how you're going to mix. Normally, you have the one side down of the song that you're going to be putting in, because you're going to be listening to the song in your headsets at that point, and the crowd will not be hearing it. But for the sake of us mixing now and me showing you how the beat matching actually works, we're going to have this up on the side and that one up as well. And then we're going to play both songs at the same time. You hear a ruckus at the beginning, but then I'm going to start adjusting it so that we can actually get to the point of where both songs have synchronized, and I'm going to stop it and then start it again and mix into it. And then I'll do the same on this side with another song. Okay, enough talk. Let's go into it now. Song is playing this side. Hear that? What I normally do is just sit back, listen to it. As you can hear, it's moving apart now. Move it back a bit. If you have to move it back, it simply means that the song that you're putting in is a little bit faster than the song that you are trying to mix into. And therefore, you're going to slow it down. Slowly. So my rule of thumb is, if you can let the song play for 32 beats without it actually moving around or you having to adjust it, it simply means that you've got it spot on. Listen to this now. See, it's just moved off. It's on. Now I can stop. Song is playing this side. Done all my adjusting. You see, there's one, it's at minus 90 now. Moved it up a bit. Both are playing at the same time. I'm gonna take this down. Can you hear? A little bit off. There we go. Now I'm not touching it. Let it play. Still playing on this side. Just a little adjustment. And there we go. Both songs have been synchronized. Now I'm gonna jump onto this side. Find another song here. Just any random song. Let's see. That one. Yeah, the one that I'm putting in is a bit faster. Now, back. Still faster. Now, okay, there we go. Still a bit faster. Remember, this is all in your headset at this point. The song that you're going to be putting in is in your headset still. There we go. So guys, that is how you beat match by using your jog wheel and your tempo. Granted, this might not be the easiest way for you to learn how to beat match. However, it is the most effective. It trains you to actually understand the craft and skill of actually beat matching. The easiest way for you to just beat match would be the sync button, which is great also. I mean, the CD players do come with that function. Why not use it? However, if you do want to learn how to go about beat matching, this is the most effective way, the most manual way of doing it, and most effective. You can come across any CD player and you will be able to actually mix without having to rely on the sync button. Please don't forget to jump onto my profile, have a look at all the other videos and content that I've put out regarding these DJ tips. As well, if you do have any other suggestions, please just drop your suggestions and I will have a look at those. Thanks for watching. Peace.